We have four studios here and all of our artistic offices. We have a big wardrobe shop in the back of the building. It is the first phase of another phase that will hopefully commence soon, and that will give us even more studio space.
What's important about having the school and the professional dancers together as they'll be here?
Well, I think it's, I know that it's inspirational for the students to rub shoulders with the professional dancers, to be able to walk by and see them working in the studio or pass them in the hallway even. And what I've discovered since we've been here, which is quite wonderful, is it's inspirational to the professionals as well. It works both ways.
Except a lot of the professionals are not aspiring to be the future of the company.
No,
some of them need maybe in fact be the past of the company.
That's true. But it changes the whole dynamic in the building, and the young students bring a whole new dynamic to what's happening here.
You're now into your 500th year with the company.
At least 500.
And it's another big celebration for the company as a whole. Where has the company gone in the time you've been with it? It really was, without being too disparaging, something of a provisional company 35 years ago. You know, it's clearly not that now.
Well, yeah, I mean, the company has changed a lot over the years. It actually, in the very, very early years of the company, back in the late 1960s, the company had a great national reputation. There was more money around for touring. The company would spend 10, 12 weeks of the year on the road and toured nationally. Performed in New York regularly, so it had quite the reputation. There was a period after that where touring dropped off and the company was not as well known outside of Philadelphia. I think we've taken some steps to improve that as part of our season next year. Actually, at the end of this season, we're going back to the Kennedy Center, and then next season the Kennedy Center again. National Arts Center in Ottawa. We have an invitation there for our 50th anniversary. I think the repertoire has probably changed more than anything else. We still have a lot of the works of Mr. Balanchine and always will have his works in our repertoire. We've continued what Barbara Weisberger started with her commitment to new work, so that has grown a lot. And I have been bringing in work by choreographers that have been done at other companies, and exposing our dancers and our audiences to those works, works like Yeri Killian's work and William Forsythe.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.